You see people bring up toxic masculinity, and a lot of times people bring it up because they just hate masculinity.
Sitting here telling men to cry more. That is why we have the problems we have in the world.
Learn how to deadlift. Learn how to squat. But that's part about being a man.
The moment a man is held hostage by what his woman thinks, he has lost his masculinity.
But specifically, what toxic masculinity represents is masculinity untethered from moral accountability to other men.
Welcome to Way of Manhood. And now your host, Dr. Adam Tyson.
Welcome to Way of Manhood. My name is Adam Tyson, and I'm the host of this show as we talk to young men about how to grow and mature in your faith. We are talking to Gen Z, and we're in part two of a show that I'm calling All That Glitters Isn't Gold. Last time, we talked a little bit about the gold rush and people who would shout out Eureka when they didn't always necessarily have true gold. And so you got to be wise. You got to be able to test what's going on to see whether or not the teaching that you're hearing is actually from God. And we talked last time about how this is partly the discernment of the Holy Spirit, that we have the Holy Spirit in us to help teach us what's right and what's wrong. But we also have a responsibility to test every spirit. Why? Because a lot of false teachers have gone out into the world. A lot, a whole lot. I gave you a whole lot of quotes last time from various false teachers. I didn't give you all their names, but I gave you a couple of them just so you would be able to locate and to stay away from false teachers. And so that's what I want to do as we look at part two of our show today. We're looking at 1 John chapter 4. Last week, we looked at verse 1. This time, we're going to look at verses 2 through 6. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how can we tell if they're false prophets or not. I mean, we really need to evaluate the doctrine of Christ. I mean, listen to verses 2 and 3. It says, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already." Okay, so how do we do this? How do we test and know whether or not this prophet, the speaker, is from God or not? Well, I would say part of it is it doesn't have to be rocket science. I mean, it might be more simple than you think. You just need to know your Bible. You need to know the doctrine the Bible teaches. You need to know the truth of the Word of God so that you may be able to discern the error of false teachers. You need to know your Bible. And here in verse 2, it just says, every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that doesn't is not from God. So that first test doesn't seem to be that hard, does it? I mean, when we think about evaluating counterfeit, I love to think about how the United States Secret Service has a link on their website called Know Your Money. And they offer a simple way to detect counterfeit money. Know your money. How do you detect counterfeit money? Well, the public, they say on this website, has a role in maintaining the integrity of U.S. currency. You can help guard against the threat from counterfeiters by becoming more familiar with the United States currency. I mean, look at the money you receive. Compare a suspect note with a genuine note of the same denomination and series, paying attention to the equality of the printing and of the paper characteristics. The website talks about looking for differences, not necessarily looking for similarities. Talks a little bit about the portrait. The genuine portrait, right, on the bill appears lifelike and stands out distinctly from the background. The counterfeit portrait is usually lifeless and flat. Details emerge into the background, which is often too dark or mottled. The website also talks about Federal Reserve and Treasury seals on a genuine bill. The sawtooth points of the Federal Reserve and Treasury seals are clear, distinct, and sharp. The counterfeit seals may have been uneven or blunt or even broken the sawtooth points. This website talks about, look at the border. The fine lines in the border of a genuine bill are clear and unbroken. On the counterfeit, the lines in the outer margin and scroll work may be blurred and indistinct. How about the serial numbers? Genuine serial numbers have distinctive style and are evenly spaced. The serial numbers are printed in the same ink color as the treasury seal. On a counterfeit, the serial numbers may differ in color or in the shade of ink from the treasury seal. The numbers may not be uniformly spaced or aligned. And how about the paper itself? Well, genuine currency paper has tiny red and blue fibers embedded throughout. Often, counterfeits try to stimulate these fibers by printing tiny red and blue lines on their paper. Close inspection, however, reveals that on the counterfeit note, the lines are printed on the surface, not embedded in the paper. And so it's illegal to reproduce the distinctive paper used for the manufacturing of the United States currency. Guys, Gen Z, I'm talking to you, right? And I'm saying if our government goes to such great and meticulous care to describe for us how we can tell what's counterfeit and how it's also partly our responsibility as consumers not to allow this counterfeit currency into the mainstream of our cash flow, then how much greater should we be protecting the teachings of Christ? I mean, there is only one Christ, and embedded in the pages of Scripture are the truths of the person of Jesus Christ. And so when it comes to evaluating doctrine, again, I'm saying it's not rocket science. It's more like counterfeit detection. The Secret Service tells you to know your money. For Christians, it's to know your Christ. Know your Lord and Savior. And if someone says that Jesus was just a good teacher or a cosmic life coach, that's like handing the bank a monopoly bill and asking for change, right? So we got to be able to recognize that. And so here's the two simple tests again that you can perform to see if someone is a false prophet. Test number one, does the Spirit confess Christ? By this you know. And so what is their doctrine on Christ? What is their Christology? Because every spirit that confesses Christ, verse 2, that Jesus is the Christ, has come in the flesh, is from God. 1 Corinthians 12:3, therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. So that passage is saying if somebody says Jesus is less than he said he was, then he would be accursed. Don't believe him. Or if someone says Jesus is Lord, then they probably are from God. You're not just saying it, but meaning it. Like, Jesus is my master. And so this is referring to more than just, do you believe Jesus is a man? We're talking here about, is Jesus Lord and as he man? This is what theologians call the hypostatic union. We're talking about how Jesus is fully God, 100% God, and fully man, 100% man. And the truth is, you can only believe this by faith. You know, in our own human logic, those two things seem to contradict each other. And that's why the tension of our faith props up the truth of the Bible. And when we confess Christ, this means to believe everything that the Bible teaches about Christ. And so you must believe these 10 truths about Jesus Christ. You must believe that Jesus always has been and forever will be God. You must believe that Jesus was 100% man. You must believe that Jesus was born to the Virgin Mary. You must believe that Jesus lived a sinless life. You must believe that Jesus died on the cross for the sins of those who will repent and believe. You must believe that Jesus was raised again on the third day. You must believe that Jesus ascended into heaven. You must believe that Jesus is coming back. You must believe that Jesus will judge the living and the dead. And then number 10, you must believe that Jesus will reign forever in heaven and his kingdom will know no end. Those are just 10 simple truths that the Bible teaches about Christ. And I'm saying to you, you got to believe every one of them. If you deny one of those 10 truths about Jesus that the Bible clearly teaches, then you might have a counterfeit Jesus. And so if this is what the Spirit is confessing, that Jesus is Lord, intending to dedicate that truth to even these 10 truths that I just read you, then that person is likely from God. But the verse does say, if you look at verse 3, the second test is, does the Spirit denounce Christ? Again, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. That spirit is from the Antichrist, which is now in the world already. So again, remember the heresy that they were fighting. 2 John verse 7 says, for many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh, such a one as a deceiver and the Antichrist. So 2 John 7, again, making it clear that that person who doesn't confess Jesus is coming in the flesh, that person is the Antichrist, which is why this whole epistle, 1 John, starts off in 1 John 1:1, that which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, the life that was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. In other words, 1 John's starting off saying, hey, Jesus is for real. And they've known him from the beginning. They saw him, they touched him, and therefore they can testify to him that Jesus is truly God. And so we're fighting something very similar today where people are denying the deity of Jesus Christ. There are many cults. There are many people who would claim to be somehow Christian, and yet they would say, we don't believe that Jesus was fully God. I mean, certainly the Jews believe that Jesus was not God's son. That's why they crucified him. The Muslims believe that Jesus is not God, right? They would say that Muhammad is the best and most faithful prophet. Jesus is a good prophet, but he's not divine. The Mormons believe that Jesus used to be a man. The Jehovah Witnesses believe that Jesus is a demigod. The Catholics believe that Jesus wasn't enough, that works are required. And so the idea here is that all of these thoughts about Christ deny the full divinity of who he really is. So don't go away, because when you come back, we're going to finish up this two-part series on All That Glitters Is Not Gold.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Tyson in just a moment, who's teaching young men today how to spot fake Christianity, the same way the Secret Service spots fake money. And listen, this may not sound like it's needed, but boy, trust me, is it ever needed. Most young Christians couldn't spot a false teacher if they were holding up a sign. And that is a sad indictment. It really is, because this generation grew up on spiritual junk food, feel-good messages. They'd never learned what real biblical doctrine looks like. And so when someone shows up teaching that Jesus was just a good teacher, they can't tell the difference. And that is a sad state of American evangelicalism. But you know who fixes that problem? In part, the Master's University is who. Other colleges, they say all religions lead to the same place, but TMU is teaching students rightly the difference between real Christianity and all the religious fakes. And students are learning the basics. But even more than the basics, they dive even deeper, because what the Master's University is doing is helping students develop an entire biblical framework so that their entire life, no matter what they do for a living, everything gets filtered through a biblical worldview. And that's what they're doing at the Master's University. So if you have a high school senior, you know someone who does, maybe you even thought about going back to school yourself, the Master's University should be at the top of your list. And you can get that conversation started right now by visiting masters.edu/manhood. And something else that will help you with spiritual discernment is Fortis Plus. Fortis Plus is our distribution hub for all of the content that we're creating here at Fortis Institute. It is packed with hundreds, maybe even thousands of hours of audio and video content from people like Dr. Tyson, Brad Bigney, John Krotz, Dr. Greg Gifford, Libby Glossett. And this is content that is helping you build discernment for all of the decisions you're making every day. There's teaching on marriage and parenting and biblical counseling, theology. It's all designed to help you think biblically when the world says, oh, think about this through the lens of your feelings. All of the content that we're distributing tell you, no, you filter this through the lens of Scripture first. And so how do you get access to all of this content on Fortis Plus? Well, just go download Fortis Plus where you download apps on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. And here's the best part about it. It is absolutely free. Not just the app, but also all the content inside of the app as well. Now, let's get back to Dr. Adam Tyson. This is Way of Manhood.
Welcome back to Way of Manhood.
American men really are in crisis. You can look at the number of men committing suicide, the number of men struggling with depression, the number of fatherless homes.
And now back to your host, Dr. Adam Tyson.
Welcome back to Way of Manhood, where we've been examining how all that glitters isn't gold. And in the first part of this show, I talked about how there's 10 truths that we need to know about Jesus. And anybody who believes those truths is truly a Christian, and anyone who denies those truths is not. Because we're looking here at 1 John 4:3, every spirit that does not confess Jesus is of the Antichrist. And so we got to understand there's a whole lot of cults that do not confess that Jesus is 100% God and 100% 100% man. And so those people who don't believe that Jesus is 100% God, 100% man, they are bringing the spirit of the Antichrist. This is a reference to the final Antichrist who is coming, but his spirit, in a sense, is already here in the message of these false prophets, because they're denouncing Christ. And so we're talking again about three imperatives about how you can examine spiritual teaching to be in truth or in error. The first show, we talked about you got to exercise the discernment of the Holy Spirit. So far in this show, we've talked about you got to evaluate the Christology or the doctrine of Christ. And now let's end today on this show about how number three, you need to experience the deliverance of God, verses 4-6. Let me read to you verse 4. It says, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It's talking about how the Christian has conquering power of God's strength to overcome any type of false teacher. I mean, let's face it, sometimes we can be intimidated by the false teachers, by their systems, by their organizations, by their money. And even though these are antichrist in the world, we don't have to be afraid. Why? Because we are the church, baby. That means Christ is in us. And this is what Jesus said to Peter, Matthew 16:18. He says, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, just to be clear, Jesus isn't saying that he's building the church on Peter, but rather on Peter's confession. And do you remember what Peter's confession was there in Matthew 16? "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so Peter got it right. He knew Jesus was a man, but he also knew Jesus was fully God. And Jesus then in return says, "It's on that rock, it's on that confession that I'm going to build my church. And here's the best part, guys, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So don't be afraid, right? Don't be shy. Jesus said in Mark 13:22, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect." Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Revelation 20:7-9 says, "And when the thousands of years have ended, talking about wrapping up the millennium there, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations that are of the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea. And they marched up over the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, but fire came down from heaven and consumed them." I'm just saying, again and again and again, God's got your back. That's what Forrest Frank sings about, right? God's got your back. Doesn't matter what you're facing, whether it be now or in the millennium, God will protect you. He will overcome. I mean, Revelation 20:10 says, "And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur where the beast of the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." So again, you will overcome false prophets and you will overcome antichrists. You will be delivered. Greater is he who is in you. I mean, I know as a kid, I was scared about the rapture and I was scared about the possibility of going through the tribulation. And I was scared about whether or not I would face the antichrist one day. And I'm saying that I believe that you'll be raptured and the church will be spared from the millennium, or excuse me, that will be spared from the tribulation. But I am saying that even if you were in the tribulation, then you will be delivered from the Antichrist if you are truly a Christian, right? All sin and temptation, in a sense, is false teaching telling you that you can't overcome, but this verse is telling us you can and you will. That greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. You can overcome anything in the power of Jesus Christ who dwells in you. I mean, think about your smartphone. On its own, it's just a device, a piece of metal and glass that can fit into your pocket. But once it's connected with the internet, it has access to almost limitless power. Global maps, instant communication, massive amounts of information, and more processing strength than entire rooms of computers had just a generation ago. The phone itself isn't powerful because of its size. It's powerful because of the network it's connected to. And this is what John is telling believers. You may feel small compared to the world's influence, but you are connected to the living God who indwells you by his Spirit. The enemy may look bigger, The culture may sound louder, but greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. The difference isn't your strength, it's the one that you're connected to. So that leads us now to verses 5 and 6, where we see a final understanding here of the contrast between truth and error. He starts off in verse 5 saying that the world listens to false prophets. So again, 1 John 4:5, it says, they are from the world. Therefore, they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. I mean, have you ever noticed how people tune their radios into different stations? Two cars can be driving side by side, but one driver is nodding to country music while the other is listening to a news broadcast. The difference isn't the road they're on, it's the frequency they're tuned into. And John tells us the same is true spiritually. The world is tuned into its own frequency. It listens eagerly to voices that echo its own values and confirm its own desires. But those who belong to God are tuned into a different frequency, guys. That's us, the voice of truth that comes from God himself. And so I'm just saying that the dividing line is clear. The world listens to its own, but you, young man, if you're in Christ and you're building discernment, you're a child of God and you are listening to God's word. So the question really is, what frequency are we tuned into today? You know what the world is listening to. They're listening to false prophets who are telling them what they want to hear. This is the blind leading the blind. This is human wisdom at its best working on human minds. This is the devil's deception working on the darkened hearts of those who have rejected the good news of the gospel. John 3:31 says, he who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. So in other words, real Bible teaching shouldn't sound like the world. It should sound a little bit different because it's coming from above. Jesus said in John 8:23, you are from below. I am from above. You are from this world. I am not of this world. Love that, right? So we're listening for biblical truth and don't expect it again to sound like the world. John 15:19, Jesus says, if you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you were not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Again, if any self-styled philosopher rejects Jesus Christ, the only philosophy they have is worldly philosophy, and they're not heading to heaven. And that's what the world is full of, a whole lot of people who have a whole lot to say about nothing because they've denied the Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter how smart they sound, doesn't matter how cool they are, if they've denied Jesus Christ, they are, in a sense, a false prophet. So that's what the world is doing. The world is listening to false prophets, but then 1 John 4:6 makes it clear that Christians are listening to God. Listen to what this verse says. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Okay, how do we know? It's by who's listening to us. The Christians, true Christians, listen to God. And if you truly know God, then you'll listen to his son. And then you'll also listen to his apostles who were inspired to write the New Testament. I mean, Jesus said in John 8:47, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear is that you are not of God. Jesus, again, John 10:3, to him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice and he calls his own sheep and leads them out. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, Jesus said, and I know them and they follow me. So again, this passage is saying, by this we know. We can know, guys. We don't have to guess. We ought to know. Christianity is rational. It's not mystical. Okay, it's built on truth. It's built on substance. It's built on the word of God. So let me ask you, young man, are you listening to God through his word? And so next time you hear a teaching that sounds shiny and new, remember, all that glitters isn't gold. Sometimes it's just spiritual pyrite. Don't be fooled by the packaging. Test it against the word. And if you're ever in doubt, just ask yourself, would Jesus need a private jet? If not, maybe you should keep your checkbook closed. Okay, we're talking about, if you want to know if it's true or fake, take it to the word. Examine the scripture. Let me ask you just a couple of questions. Are you using biblical discernment when it comes to examining the teaching of others? Okay, don't go with your emotion here. Go with the truth. Another question, do you have a solid Christology that will withstand all the attacks on Jesus? You better, and you better dig it out and mine it out from the scripture. Last question, how do you know the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error? Well, we just read about it. Whoever knows God listens to us, and whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the truth, and we know the spirit of error. That's what the Apostle John closed with. And I just want to say to you again, please remember that all that glitters is not gold. Let me pray for you. God, thank you for this time together that we've had to be discerning and to look at the scriptures and to hear clear teaching from the Apostle John to know what is truth and what is error. May we confess Jesus as the Christ, and may we run far from anyone who denies that Jesus is fully God and fully man. Would you give us wisdom? Would you give us discernment? Would you help us to walk in the truth of our Savior, Jesus Christ? And it's in His name we pray. Amen.
This has been Way of Manhood from Dr. Adam Tyson, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.